This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Republican presidential candidate and former U.S. President Donald Trump was safe Sunday after the Secret Service foiled what the FBI called an apparent assassination attempt while he was golfing on his course in West Palm Beach, Florida. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
Officials say Secret Service agents spotted a rifle barrel poking out of the bushes as they were clearing holes on the course ahead of Trump, only a few hundred yards from where the former president was playing. Palm Beach County Sheriff Rick Bradshaw says a witness managed to take pictures of the suspect fleeing in a black Nissan. Bradshaw said officers found an AK-47 style rifle, two backpacks, and a GoPro camera at the scene. He also said a person was in custody. CNN, Fox News, and the New York Times identified the suspect as Ryan Wesley Ruth, 58, of Hawaii, citing unnamed law enforcement officials. Reuters found social media posts that matched the man identified by those outlets on LinkedIn, Facebook, and X. By Sunday night, Reuters was not able to confirm these were the suspect's accounts, and law enforcement agencies declined to comment.
That's Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reporting. Palestinian officials say Israeli airstrikes have killed 16 people on the Gaza Strip, including five women and four children. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
A strike early Monday flattened a home in a rebuilt refugee camp in central Gaza, killing at least 10 people, including four women and two children. Hospital records show that the dead included a mother, her child, and her five siblings. Another strike on a home in Gaza City killed six people, including a woman and two children, according to the civil defense, first responders who operate under the Hamas-run government. Israel says it only targets militants and accuses Hamas and other armed groups of endangering civilians by operating in residential areas. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
This is VOA News. A UN official says between 20 and 50 people have been killed in violence among illegal miners in Papua New Guinea. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The fighting started days ago and is continuing in the Porgera Valley near the site of a landslide in May, estimated to have killed more than 2,000 people, according to the South Pacific Island Nations government. The UN says the death toll of at least 20 was based on information from community members and local authorities in the nation's mountainous inland. It did not have any information on the numbers wounded. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Australia is imposing more sanctions on Iranian officials on the second anniversary of the jailing and death of Mahsa Amini, a 22-year-old Kurdish-Iranian woman who died in Iranian police custody after being arrested in September of 2022 for improperly wearing her hijab. Australian Foreign Affairs Minister said Monday Australia stood in solidarity with Iranian women and girls in their struggle for equality and empowerment. Correspondent Phil Mercer reports for VOA from Sydney.
Senator Wong told the Australian Broadcasting Corporation that abuses by Iranian authorities have continued since the death of Mahsa Jina Amini 2 years ago.
We've sanctioned five Iranian security and law enforcement officials who have been involved in these law enforcement so-called activities, which are ultimately a repression, a violent repression of the Iranian people.
Nikita White, a campaigner with Amnesty International Australia, a rights group, told local media Monday that human rights have rapidly deteriorated in Iran. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
Ukrainian officials reported Monday the latest extensive Russian drone attack targeting Kyiv, saying the assault was the eighth against Ukraine's capital this month. In a statement on his Telegram social media account, Kyiv's military administration chief Sergei Popko said Ukrainian air defenses shot down nearly two dozen drones over Kyiv, but there are no reports of injuries. A founding member of the Jackson 5, Tito Jackson, has died at the age of 70. AP correspondent Donna Water reports.
Tito Jackson's three sons have posted a statement on Instagram saying, "It's with heavy hearts that we announce that our beloved father, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Tito Jackson, is no longer with us." Tito was the third of nine Jackson children that included superstars Michael, who died in 2019, and Janet. Just 4 days before his death, Tito posted a message on his Facebook page from Munich, Germany, where he visited a memorial to Michael with his brothers. Tito Jackson was the last of nine Jackson siblings to release a solo project. He said he purposely held back from pursuing a solo career because he wanted to focus on raising his three sons. I'm Donna Water.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.